Serotair's Daily Reading, Episode 839, August 5, 2026. Let's start this episode with some big Google news. Sundar Pichai put out a message about leadership transitions at Google DeepMind. Demis Hassabis, who's been running DeepMind, is moving to a new role as chair of GDM and chief scientist of Alphabet. He'll stay deeply connected to the research teams and continue leading Isomorphic Labs, the drug discovery company. He described Google as standing in the foothills of the singularity, and this new role lets him focus on shaping the future of AGI and science more broadly. Taking over day-to-day leadership of DeepMind is Kore Kavukuoglu, who's been CTO and chief AI architect. He's been there since the early days, 13 years, and led breakthroughs like WaveNet and DQM. And in what might be the most talked-about part of this announcement, Jeff Dean and Sanjay Gamawat are leaving Google after an incredible 27-year run. They're launching an independent public benefit corporation focused on accelerating discoveries in ML, science, and engineering. Google will remain a founding investor and cloud partner. This is a significant moment in Google's AI history. Next up, a long piece from Steve Yeagy on the shape of things to come. He's been building an agentic development harness called Wheelhouse for his MMO game Wyvern, and he has a lot to say about where AI-assisted development is heading. He opens with a prediction he made 15 months ago in Revenge of the Junior Developer and says it's all gone exactly according to schedule. His key prediction, CITCD as we know it, will be dead by next year, replaced by something he calls Mad Max-style Thunderdome. Human code review is also nearly done, kept on life support only by SOC2 compliance requirements. The core of his system is BEADS, an issue tracker and knowledge graph specifically built for the agentic era. He says if you don't use BEADS, you're missing out. It handles dependency tracking, atomic claiming, and all the orchestration features you need to keep agents organized. Combined with infinite tokens from max accounts, you can build loops and graphs that run all night long. He talks about running crews of Fable agents as work producers and fleets of Opus agents as consumers, all managed through Emacs. The crew produces designs, the fleet implements them, and Fable reviews all Opus work. He's got over 700 BEADS in a backlog intentionally, because you need a mountain of work to keep the fleet busy overnight. His take is that harnesses will all become bespoke, chemically bonded into your application rather than reusable frameworks. What's happening to him with Wyvern will happen to everyone soon. Google Cloud announced a unified API for AI model routing. Their API gateway now offers model routing in public preview, accepting OpenAI compatible requests and dynamically routing to Gemini, Claude, or OpenAI OSS GPT. You can use it standalone for simple rate limiting and token tracking, or pair it with the Gemini Enterprise Agent platform. Given how much people are paying in token costs these days, model routing is becoming a really important piece of the architecture. On the naming front, there's a piece on O'Reilly making the case for AI-driven development as the best umbrella term for what we do with AI and code. The author walks through vibe coding, prompt engineering, loop engineering, agentic engineering, and spec-driven development, arguing that AI-driven development fits the pattern established by test-driven and behavior-driven development. The term puts this way of working in the same family as disciplines we take seriously, with standards attached, rather than just being a style. He also makes an interesting point about accountability. Agentic engineering turns engineers into managers, and you can't hand the responsibility for what ships down to the agents. The blame doesn't transfer. A useful frame for thinking about accountability in agentic systems. Cloudflare put out a big piece on the agent development lifecycle. The premise is that the software development lifecycle was designed for human teams, and now that we're building software factories that delegate entirely to agents, we need something new. They argue that implementation became the fastest and cheapest step once AI got involved. But that's overwhelmed everyone responsible for all the other phases: design, testing, deployment, maintenance. Their answer is to empower agents to do more of the SDLC. And they've built a set of tools to make that possible, including CICD, that can self-heal and spawn agents, local tracing for observability in development, and Cloudflare agents and agent traces for capturing and improving agent sessions. They also introduced the concept of the ADLC, where every step has to be programmatic, horizontally scalable, reproducible, push-based, atomic, permissioned, and self-improving. Their take is that you can't let agents drive the whole SDLC with a pipeline designed for humans. You need purpose-built infrastructure. There's a piece on the AI productivity gap that tries to ground some of these expectations. The author breaks down how a senior developer actually spends their day writing new code, yes, but also reading and debugging design and architecture, code reviews, documentation, testing, mentoring, and meetings. If you assume AI makes coding 3 times faster, a senior developer saves maybe 1.25 hours per day, about 15%. A junior developer saves about 2 hours, roughly 25%, because they spend more of their time on the coding tasks. AI boosts the most. The irony is that leaders keep saying they only hire seniors because AI does junior work now, but actually it's juniors who stand to gain the most from AI. If the productivity numbers surprise you, the author says you probably don't understand the true complexity of the developer job. It's a useful counterbalance to the hype. Rich Mironov has a piece on barbell-shaped product roles in the age of AI. His argument is that coding and shipping faster doesn't make product thinking less important, it makes it more important. He draws a barbell where the fuzzy front end of discovery and the go-to-market end both get heavier, while engineering owns the middle. We used to hide slow, uncertain discovery work behind an even slower development cycle. But now we build faster than we can validate demand, and the pressure to skip discovery will be intense. His point is that most products fail before the first line of code is written, regardless of how fast engineering runs. AI accelerates code generation, but not the judgment about what to build or how to sell it. He thinks we need to put 40% or more of product effort into serious discovery and market sensing. And at the other end, if we can't explain why someone should consider our product in simple economic terms, revenue doesn't flow. GTM planning deserves more attention than it typically gets. Sound bite, more judgment on what to build, more muscle on how to sell it. Engineering owns the middle. Google Cloud also updated FileStore, their NFS file service, to run on Colossus, which is the same distributed storage system that powers YouTube, Gmail, and Gemini. This allows you to provision IOPS independently from capacity, and the decoupled scale is especially powerful for containerized environments. The interesting new use case they highlight is shared storage for AI agent swarms, where multiple agents need to read and write to a common dataset simultaneously. FileStore, backed by Colossus, can support millions of agents with consistent file system access via NFS. It handles the coordination problem for large-scale agentic workflows. Serrator also flagged a piece from Lenny's newsletter on whether you're supposed to have a long-term plan, and an HBR piece on giving advice on global teams, noting that one style doesn't fit all. Looking across this set of articles, a couple of themes stand out. One is the acceleration and the gap between that acceleration and the human processes that still have to happen around it: discovery, validation, accountability, go-to-market. We can generate code fast, but the judgment work isn't going away. The other theme is infrastructure at different layers, whether it's Google reorganizing around AGI, Cloudflare building the ADLC stack, or Google Cloud updating FileStore for agent swarms. The infrastructure to support agentic development at scale is getting more concrete. That's worth watching.